Hey Husker fans, I'm Jessica Cootie, and so very excited to be sitting down and chatting with Julie Rule, a new business owner here in Lincoln, opening up this week. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
So I want to dive into all things Dry Bar and everything, but before we get to that, let's start with the most recent news, some different recent news. You're a recent mom of a high school graduate and now a college freshman with Bryant recently graduating. How is that? And how excited are you guys to get him here in Lincoln?
We are so excited to finally get him here in Lincoln. He is thrilled to be a Husker. Excited to attend orientation weekend that's coming up here soon. He's thrilled to kind of get himself infiltrated in the team and being around dad. It was a tough year last year having him, so far away, but it was also, a great year too that he could finish out his senior year with his friends.
Absolutely. Well, since you guys have been here, I mean, your entire family has been really involved with a lot of different things here. You've been at the women's events, your girls have been to multiple games. Why has that been so important for the entire family to kind of jump right in and get embedded with a lot of different things here?
Well, I mean, first of all, when he took the job, we were so excited to be back in a university setting. Mm-hmm. Not only do we feel like we have our football family, which we love and have grown up with a lot of these families over the years, but we love being part of a university family. And, you know, for our little girls especially, it's empowering for them to see all the different sports, to support women's athletics, mm-hmm. to recognize that you can be different shapes and sizes, and yet our bodies can do amazing things. So we've loved supporting all the different teams, getting to go to the different events. They've had a blast, and it's been a while, since we could do that. So they're always saying, Mom, Dad, what's going on this weekend? What game can we go see? So it's kind of more, we're trying to taper them back and say, okay, guys, we can't do everything, every night, but they are proud to be Huskers.
That's amazing. So when Coach Rule had his first press conference, he talked about a time when you guys came here, drove around, and that you felt something special here, and you did too when you left. What was it that drew you here that you felt like, okay, this could be maybe something special for us?
Right, that undercover visit. No, it was really great. We've taken other jobs site unseen and, had no idea what the community was like, what it looked like. Just to feel it, see it, I think was so important. For me, it's really kind of coming back to my roots. I grew up very rural, north central Pennsylvania, on a very large acreage. We had an operating orchard. My father was a professor of forestry and wildlife management. So for me, it was like, wow, I can, connect again with how I was raised and raise my children in a community that's so loving and compassionate about their Huskers.
Did you grow up a football fan?
My parents went to WVU, so yes, I was definitely encouraged to watch the West Virginia Mountaineers mm-hmm. and cheer for them, especially when they played Penn State. Funny, Matt and I started dating in college, and at first when he told me he was a football player, I really wasn't interested too much. oddly enough, I was like, well, what is this going to be about? And, when he told me that was his dream and passion to become a football coach, I was like, sure, that's great. Let's do it. Kind of going in totally with no idea, what that involves.
So when did you realize, okay, he's pretty good at this coaching thing?
All along, I feel like Matt's skill set allows him to be an amazing mentor to mm-hmm. young people. I think being raised within a family where his father was a minister, his relatives were coaches. He grew up in New York City, where it's a real melting pot of people. He has that uncanny ability to be able to connect with and reach individuals. And I think what I appreciate and respect about him is that he truly, genuinely wants to see these young people reach their true potential. And not only reach it, but maybe overcome that and see what amazing things that they can accomplish.
Absolutely. You know, talking with a number of the staff, they say how much it's a family feel. That's why they love being a part of it, and not just Coach Rule, but with you as well. You're around as well. When and how, I guess, did you guys realize that that was going to be an important part of how he builds a football culture and program and your role in that?
Yeah. When he got his first opportunity to be a head coach at Temple, we sort of decided to sit down. We reflected on various places we had been prior to that. What were things that we loved, maybe things that we didn't like, and really kind of how we wanted to set the tone. And family is so important to us. I wanted our children to feel like they could go into the office with dad. You know, the other coaches, you know, are just as much as part of their life, their children, the players, you know. And my girls kind of started to coin this phrase, you know, yeah, that's my football family, you know. And some of the, you know, staff's children, they view as like their cousins, mm-hmm. you know. They've truly, truly had this amazing opportunity to grow up together.
You do a lot of things that behind the scenes with a lot of the moms,
yes.
too. How much do you enjoy that? I mean, you had the tackle event last year. We
yes.
saw some great tackling. I know you guys did a community service thing this year. How much do you enjoy that and getting to know the moms of these players?
Right. Well, I think it's really important for everybody to take part and feel like they're part of this football family. You know, whether it's, you know, family dinners, whether it's a community service project, just kind of fun competitive things. You know, we did a kicking competition last year as well, the Tackle Your Son event, you know, the breast cancer awareness game. That's something that's very, very important to both Matt and I, given our family histories. And then, you know, really sort of, we like to reach young people. So these community events, trying to target young people here in Lincoln and give back. You know, one year we did a summer reading tote bag that went out that we donated to elementary schools here in the area. This past spring, before the spring game, we did weekend sort of nutrition food packs that, you know, children that are suffering from food insecurity, they could go from their principal and get one of these bags that the moms help put together with loving hands.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah. You mentioned the food and the family dinners, and you were a nutritionist, and then worked on becoming a chef as well. And Coach Rule's also talked about, you guys are both foodies. And that's also, it seems like everybody I talk to, that's a big part of the recruiting of this family culture, everything, this, the breaking bread together as
yes.
brothers. How, why is that important? And why is it that food kind of brings together people, and especially this program?
Well, I mean, when you sit down together and you do break bread together, that's when conversations start mm-hmm. to happen. And, you know, we always invite a different player group once a week during the season to have dinner with us at our home. We want the players to know that if there's ever an issue, they can come not only to Matt, but to me, but to know that we want them to feel like they're part of our family. And I think that's a great way to go about doing that.
Yeah, for sure. So I mentioned there's a lot of different things that you've done, you know, throughout your career. What is it, why are you interested in so many different things? I guess what draws you to being well-rounded in a lot of different things?
Well, I mean, I think you have to be passionate about mm-hmm. something to really kind of uplift it and bring it to attention. You know, reading is something that's important to our family because we have dyslexia in our family. And that's something that my children, you know, have struggled with. And learning that they learn differently and recognizing that and encouraging them to know that that's okay. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's gonna learn the same way, but man, when you can't read, that really can tear down your confidence. So, you know, those reading packs, reading, that's something that's really important to Matt and I, to really kind of help young people achieve that skill, because that can make a difference in your life, you know, dramatically. So, you know, that's something that we're passionate about. Breast cancer, you know, both Matt's mother, unfortunately my mother lost her battle with breast cancer. That's something that is very important to us, to sort of promote awareness and celebrate those women that have had that battle and have survived. You know, and then, of course, naturally, with my background in nutrition, you know, food insecurity is something that's real. It's everywhere. In various jobs that I've had in the past, you know, I've had young people, you know, their only meal can sometimes be that school lunch program. And that's heartbreaking. You know, they come in, they're starving. How can you focus? How mm-hmm. can you learn if that's the only meal that you get in a day? So,
wow, yeah. That's incredible. Okay, so let's talk about Drybar and why you came to the decision that you wanted to open up a business here in Lincoln, and why Drybar?
Exactly. Well, I've thought a lot about this. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned before my mother went to WVU. I come from some trailblazing women, starting with my grandmother, Thelma, who had her own real estate business in West Virginia at a time when women probably only whispered about opening a business. Then followed by my own mother, who was my rock. She had her own insurance business. So I grew up surrounded by these strong women that showed me that, you know, through grit, determination, perseverance, and gosh darn it, hard work, you can do anything. And so, you know, I knew when the timing was right, I wanted to do something of my own, have my own business, and, you know, show my children that amazing life lesson. And when we were moving here, I recognized that a Drybar did not exist. And I've been, you know, an avid customer for over a decade. It's a magical experience where, you know, they really sort of focus on doing one thing, being the best at it. You know, it's a premier place to walk into, get a blowout and get your hair styled, and, you know, have that confidence when you walk out. Not only do you look good, you feel good too. So it seemed like a natural fit in terms of what business. I was, you know, good friends with another shop owner, and she was very encouraging and was like, Julie, you should do this. So that kind of pushed me to open up this business. And I have to tell you, it's been a real treat and joy to do. Don't get me wrong, there's ups and downs like with anything, but I'm really excited about the team that we have there and the experience that I can provide to the women here in Lincoln.
For those that might not be familiar with what Drybar is, can you break that down for us?
Yes. So it's a 45-minute service that women can come in. You get your hair shampooed, then you get it round brushed, blowed out, and then you pick a style from this amazing lookbook that the franchise has created to decide, you know, are you wanting something very sleek and smooth? Do you want something with volume? Do you want that old Hollywood style, an updo, a braid? You know, there's a lot of different looks that you can go with. But most importantly, it's a happy place that you can walk into and feel, you know, supported, empowered, and walk out feeling great.
How much have you enjoyed the process of it and getting into it?
It's been awesome, I have to say. It's a journey. It's been stretching at times. There's been things where I've been like, oh, wow. And other times, like, you know, I've had to say to myself, I've got this. You know, this is going to be awesome. So it's been fun. It's been great for my daughters to witness it, and my son. I mean, it was a full family, all right, we got to get this retail product stocked on the wall, and everybody's kind of been in it helping get the shop ready.
When Coach Rule had said that you're opening up a business, and just the response from Husker fans, it seemed like they were so excited that, you know, again, you were investing in the community. What's been your response to that, and just, again, the response from Husker Nation?
It's been great. You know, it was important. I wanted to create roots here. I wanted to be able to connect with the community as well, and, you know, kind of fill that bucket for myself. I am very driven. I like to work. I wanted to do something as well, because we all know how much Coach Rule works.
Absolutely. You know, I always like to ask this for people in multiple different professions, but what advice would you give to maybe a young woman that's maybe looking to maybe get into business or maybe own a business, but just what have you found that has worked well for you throughout this process?
You know, I think hiring a great team, surrounding myself with good humans, and, you know, that's sort of been my motto in life. You know, if you're a good human, you surround yourself by good humans, gosh, what you can overcome and do in life. So, yeah, I'd say the team definitely is a big, big part of that.
Absolutely. Great advice. Okay. So if people are interested, where do they go? How do they get involved? How do they find more information?
Absolutely. So we've been in 2 weeks of sort of training our staff. And on Friday, the doors are actually going to be open to the public. We're located in South Point Pavilions. We're right beside the Pure Bar. And then there's a Vince Nail Salon. You can walk in, you can call the shop to make an appointment, stop in. We'd love to see you.
I'm excited because there's some night games at the beginning of the season. I'm already going to sign up and go in and get my hair done before the games. But tell us about the hours and just maybe how, what that looks like scheduling wise and what the experience is like. And there's lots of things that you guys provide.
Absolutely. So we are 7 day a week operation. Monday through Thursday, we're 7 to 7. Friday, we're 7 to 8. Saturday, 8 to 8. And then Sunday, 9 to 5. We offer all kinds of additional add-ons. You can get a scalp massage, a braid. You can do special conditioning treatments and shampoos. We actually have something called a Shirley Temple where little ladies can come in and get their hair done. Matt is thrilled at the idea of coming in for a scalp massage. So I haven't warned the team yet about that, but I think he's going to be an avid goer. And, you know, we have 10 stylists. We have amazing front desk receptionists that we call bartenders to kind of play along with that, you know, dry bar, you know, franchise name. We do offer a complimentary beverage with your service, which soon will be wine and mimosas for the adults that are coming in. But really great stuff.
And product as well that you guys are going to provide?
Absolutely. Yep. So not only do we use our signature dry bar hot tools, but we also have an entire line of product that we will use on your hair, and you have the opportunity to purchase to keep, you know, your style going for several days.
And you guys have the social media all up and going,
yes,
as well.
Yes, we do.
So you do a lot of different things. You're a mom, you again are a football coach's wife. There's so many things. How do you balance it? How do you get it all done in a day?
I like to multitask. Mm-hmm. It's fun for me. I like to be busy. I like the energy. I like having my hands in a bunch of things. It just keeps me going.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for your perspective and for chatting with us.
Yes.
It was so great. And again, we'll look forward to big things to come from Dry Bar.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great to talk with you.